more like we like to see. Way better. Way better performance. 5-0 win for the Phils over the Reds today. It was a 1 o'clock game, so didn't really get to see the entire thing. I started watching on the fourth inning, and then had to take a break to get the, ride the bus home because my teacher actually put it on in the classroom. And then I had to take a break to ride the bus, and then got back on it around the sixth inning, and then watched to the end. So I didn't actually see what's been called the Castellanos catch. I'm not able to find it somewhere. I guess he caught the ball at the end of the game on the wall, jumping, almost like robbing grand slam. So thank you for doing that. Wheeler was very good today, and the Phils came to a series split, which after the last two games, I'll take a split. Because the last two games were atrocious, and we don't need to go over them because we've gone over them already. And yeah, so Harper's back, so the lineup looked a little bit more normal. They did a good job by putting Alec Bohm in the four spot. He was 1-for-4 today. He's batting .333. Trey Turner, 3-for-5, one run scored. It was funny. I'm watching the Cincinnati broadcast, and in the Reds, it's a little strange. So every single game in this series has been unbelievably quiet down at the Reds ballpark. Like, your team's not that bad. They're 14-11, and you're not there. There's a day they didn't show up. And, of course, the 1 o'clock game is the game that the most Reds fans are at. It's the packed house. Like, the 1 o'clock game. Why? It's just surprising. You didn't want to go to any of the 6 o'clock games, and we're in the middle of, like, the school year. You didn't want to go to any of the 6 o'clock games, but yeah, we're here at the 1 o'clock game to watch your team get shut out yet again. And this rotation for the Phils is really unbelievable. Wheeler's really good. Ranger, Nola, and then, like, the Sanchez, and should be Turnbull, but we're not good. But we're going to keep harping on that one. Stott and Marsh did play. Stott was 2-for-4. That's why he should play every day. Marsh was 1-for-4. They're batting .270 now. Rojas, not a great day, 0-for-4. They went Kirkering for 1.2 innings. He threw 39 pitches, so I guess they're working with that. Wheeler's ERA is now down under 2. So that's looking pretty good for the Phils. And they're in a decent shape with the 16-10. But let me tell you, I don't think they're ever going to win the division over Atlanta. That Atlanta team is going to be good for years and years. Phils would have to win, I don't know, 110 games to even come close to beating the Braves in the division. And they even could win all the season series against Atlanta, but I don't think it would matter because Atlanta would still end up winning more games than the Phils. So I think the Phillies are probably the top wild card team at the end of the year, and they can try for the division all they want, but it just doesn't look like it's possible. Atlanta just comes out firing every night, and they don't lose. Even with Strider going down, was not even as big of a deal. They brought up this next dude, and he's pretty good. And then they're playing the same teams we are. And we're struggling against teams that we should beat. We probably should have won this series, but I'll take a split. And then they go to San Diego, and this weekend in San Diego should be interesting. Tomorrow night, they'll play a Friday night game starting on at 9:40 p.m. Eastern time. So that should be interesting for everyone to watch. I will be enjoying that one and watching that one and bringing you a podcast after that one comes to conclusion. So we'll give you a little weekend preview for today's, for this weekend's matchup. Phil's record is 16-10 right now, but the weekend matchup is as follows. On tomorrow, they will play Padres again. Their Padres are 14-13. And Nola against Musgrove. For some reason, the Padres are favored in that game, and they probably will win, so we'll see what happens. Nola has to be pretty good, and he has been pretty good in San Diego in his career. Then probably the best pitching matchup of the entire weekend will be Saturday night with Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres. He's been unreal, and Ranger Suarez on the mound, who's also been unreal. And for some reason, again, the Padres are favored by a lot in that game. And then on Sunday, the Phils will start Taijuan Walker. As we all know, it's not really a fan favorite start. And again, the Padres are favored really heavily. So Phillies are going to go into all three of these games underdogs. And two of the games are going to be late night games, especially Friday night, 9:40 p.m. So hopefully it's a pretty good game. Hopefully everyone can understand and enjoy those games. But the Phils get themselves on a right track today. I know this podcast is a little more like reviewing and getting ready for the next game, this next week, because it's pretty important to, like, preview the Padres series, because Phillies-Padres is always a fun series for me personally. I love the Padres, so Phillies-Padres is always a fun series, and hopefully the Phils make it fun and enjoyable to watch. So, as I said before, the Phils will go against the Padres. They go as an underdog to the game because the Padres are even. I will be on after that one. Nola will go for the Phils. He's 3-1 with a 3.16 ERA. And Joe Musgrove will go for the Padres. He's 3-2 with a 5.74. They should be able to hit on Musgrove, and especially with Harper back, it should be some fun. Turner, Boehm, Harper on fire right now. I'm Kevin Flannery, signing off.